Yesterday, for Kate Moore, it was a TXTFTW, a text message for the win. Now, if you already knew that, you're probably in the target demographic for the U.S. National Texting Championship.
3, 2, 1, text!
15-year-old Kate Moore from Des Moines, Iowa, was the winner, texting faster and more accurately than thousands of contestants from across the nation. Her prize? $50,000. Well, she joins me now from New York, where the competition just ended yesterday. Welcome to the program, Kate, and congratulations.
Hi, and thank you again.
It's a shame that we're doing this on the radio. We should be actually texting each other right now.
I know. I actually had an interview who did that yesterday. So,
well, this being radio, we're actually going to try to talk to each other, and you're going to tell me what you had to do to win that $50,000. You had to go through some sort of obstacle course?
Oh, gosh, yes. That was definitely my hardest and toughest round, because we did have a round where it was a sort of obstacle course, because the middle of the stage was turned into a treadmill. And there were blocks being put on one end of the treadmill as you were walking on the treadmill. And you
so
had
you had to hop over the blocks while you're texting?
Right. You had to hop over them. You had to dodge them. You had to duck under some while you were looking at the screen above you and texting.
Actually sounds kind of dangerous.
My mom was scared. She's like, Kate, you were 1 foot away from falling off stage. So I lived.
What did you have to text?
During all the different rounds, there were different things we had to text. During the first round, which is a simple speed and accuracy round, it was just a simple phrase.
And for the winning round?
The winning round, it was a lot longer. There were 3 rounds of the last round. The first round was the intro to the Gettysburg Address, but it was written in text speak. The second round was supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, with a couple other words thrown in there. And the last round was a verse of Zippity-Doo-Dah, Zippity-A, that song. But with all of these, different letters were capitalized at different parts. And if you didn't capitalize the right letter in the right order, that was counted as a typo, and you couldn't get any typos. So you really, really had to focus.
So how are we spelling Zippity-Doo-Dah? How do we spell da, for instance?
Well, I think da was D-A-H, I think. It really surprised me, because apparently do has 3 O's, and I would have thought it had 2.
How'd you get so good at this?
I text a lot. And I think with the quantity of me texting, that increases the quality of how I text. And you do it enough, you just get really good at it.
Girl, I'd hate to see your phone bill.
It's unlimited texting. Don't worry.
Your parents obviously are very happy about that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what they would do if they didn't buy unlimited.
Well, Kate, all the best to you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much again.
And what is the text version abbreviated for goodbye?
You could do TTYL if you want. Just talk to you later.
TTYL?
TTYL?
LOL. That's Kate Moore, the winner of the 3rd U.S. Texting Championship. You can see Kate in action at our news blog, The Two Way. That's at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.